time to open the PC Workshop and welcome back Martin Howe from IT Know How. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good to see you, as always. Now, the picture on our desktop, we can change that and we can set it. It's nice, isn't it? I'm the same, I'm sure, as many people. You'd like to put your favourite picture on there, not what the computer company supplies you with, but something which you want to look at, maybe someone from the family.
Absolutely. And some weeks ago, I mentioned how to do that. So this, again, just to clarify for those that hear the word desktop and immediately think I've got a laptop, why they, you know, that doesn't include me. Yes, it does. The desktop is what's is actually the bit you see as soon as you turn your computer on. It's the background. So it is, as Steve says, it's the thing you see in the background that might currently have HP written on it, or it might have Sony Vaio or something like that. And you think, like, oh, I'd always rather have my own picture. The simplest way to do that, I'll recap on what I mentioned some weeks ago. The simplest way to do that is you go to your pictures folder, you find the picture you want to use, you right click on it, then from the menu that pops up, you left click on set as desktop background, and that's it.
Right.
And your picture should now, so your favourite picture is now set as the background. Now, with Windows 7 and Windows 8, there is a feature that they introduced, which is what I was going to talk about today, which is hence the rather long and unusual title of setting a regular changing desktop background picture. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get that one any shorter. It is what it is on the says on the tin sort of thing. So what I was going to try and do, now this all actually stems from the fact that a number of people have asked me about this over time, and it came up again last week when we delivered a new computer, set it up. Explain to the lady, this is Windows 7, and then on the background you've got here, this is actually six pictures of the UK, and they'll rotate and change every 30 minutes. And she went, oh, that's very good. And after one had changed, she said, that's great. And then she said, could I use my own pictures? And I said, yes. She said, how do I do that? Mm. So here's the how-to of going through it. Now, I'll try and do this in a nice staged way. Steve's going to interrupt me if I miss anything obvious, but go with me on this. So it is this is a little more involved. So some of you might require a little bit of help just to arrive at this. But once it's done, it is actually quite nice, because basically what you end up with is a group of your own personal photographs. Mm. You can have six, you can have 10, you can have 50. You can use as many as you like. What it'll do is, after whatever period you have defined, the desktop background on your computer will change. So basically, almost you could argue, every time you turn your computer on, there's potentially going to be a different picture looking out at you. When you go to shut it down, there's a different picture looking out at you. Okay, so how do we start? In the first instance, we need to select the photos. So open up your picture folder, whichever way you want to do it. Now, for Windows 8 users, that's click on the little folder, it comes up, and click on the pictures library. For Windows 7 users, it's click on start and click on pictures. Okay, so you're now in your pictures. What you want to do here, in Windows 7, at the top of the screen you're now looking at, there should be a button that says new folder. Now click on that. In Windows 8, you'll actually need to click on the tab marked home, and in there you'll see a button called new folder. Once you've clicked on that, you will either get a folder that appears, and if you're not quick enough, you'll end up with a folder called new folder, mm-hmm. which you'll need to rename. Mm-hmm. If you do get the opportunity, you just want to type in there and give it a name called desktop or wallpaper or something like that.
Yeah.
If you have given it just that it's called new folder and you want to change it, just right click on it and select in the list rename. Okay, and then you can call it desktop or wallpaper.
Yep.
Okay. These, as I said, this is a little bit lengthy, so go with me on this, and I'm assuming that you'll need to go through this, repeating this step each time. What you now need to do is go and find the pictures you want to use for your background, wherever they might be in your pictures folder. When you find one, you right-click on it. So you found the picture, the little icon, you right-click on it and select copy. Now use the back arrow in the top left corner of the window, and it'll take you back until you find your folder that you created originally.
Yeah. The new folder, yep.
Correct. Okay. So the one called desktop or the one called wallpaper.
Indeed.
Double click on that to open it. Now find a space inside there, right click again, and in the list that comes up, click on paste.
Yep.
So you've now got a copy of the picture. So you've not moved it, you've copied it. So you've now got one copy of that picture. So basically repeat that process by going, finding a picture, right click on it, go back to the original, the new folder you've created,
yep.
right click and paste. Okay.
Yep.
So copy, paste until you've got five, six or as many pictures as you want in your folder.
Right.
Okay. That's that bit. Close all the windows you've got open. So you can now actually see your desktop. So in a space anywhere on the desktop, right click and select personalize. At the bottom of that personalize page, you will see a little section says desktop background. So click on that. Now that'll open up another window. And at the top of this window, it says picture location. And at the end of that row, it says browse. So click on browse. Another list comes up. You're still with me, everyone.
We
are. Keep going.
We're still with you.
So a new list has come up. And in that list, you want to click on a folder called libraries and then pictures. And you should therefore find in there your folder, if you scroll up and down, the one you've called desktop or wallpaper. And click on that and click on OK. What you'll now find in the middle of the screen, all your pictures now appear with a little tick next to them. The little tick indicates that they are selected to be used as the display. And at the bottom of the screen, you'll see that the another option has now appeared that allows you to change the length of time that these images will stay as your desktop background. Now, the default, that's the automatic one, is 30 minutes. You can reduce it to a minute. I did do that, and that freaked me out one day because it was just constantly changing in the background. I wonder what the hell, I thought the computer was having a bit of a head fit. So you just need to monitor that. As I say, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, it's to suit you. But you can change it to suit that. Apply that, OK, close the window, and you're done. OK?
Yeah.
So once you've saved the changes, and now you've got a desktop background that's got a picture of yours, give it the given period of time, whether, as I said, whether you've changed it to 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it might be, given that period of time, it'll change again. And invariably, I've obviously just done this exercise. Ordinarily, I have a picture on my desktop background because I haven't necessarily thought about doing it for this particular exercise. So last night, there was me and my wife. This morning, there was the hills around Taunton. And before I left, there was me and my mate in London last year at the Olympics. So as I said, so it just provides you with an opportunity to use some nice photos that you've got rather than just using one or having to think about making the change. If you've got a group, you can then use them. Okay.
Right.
Now, we do record these bits and whatever, and we do upload them to the IT Know How website. Apologies for those who went looking for some of the most recent ones. They haven't been uploaded recently for various reasons. Bear with me. I will upload this little snippet again, so you'll be able to listen back to it. Hopefully you've got most of the notes, but if there's anything you've missed, it will be there in the next week or so that you can apply this to your own computer.
You'll see there's a red square on the computer there, which means that I've just recorded it. I thought I'd better do. Just in case. Before you go, one last thing. Windows 8, do we know where we are in terms of updates and if they're going to give us a start button?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to save this one.
I'll save this one.
I'll only say the news is not good.
Okay, tell us next week.
Yes.
All right. Martin, good to see you as always. That's Martin. We're closing the PC workshop for this week, but he will be back next Wednesday.